I don't start for 10 seconds. Everybody, hello, and welcome to another bright day. Thank you to Wes and his excellent back timing there. Really, really good. Ha ha. You can't catch me out. I'm on the ball. I've got my finger on the pulse. I'm on the cutting edge. I'm on the thrust of Saturn.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio.
Dave and I went out to watch the England game last night, which was rubbish. What a waste of time. Wasn't it?
I didn't think it was that rubbish. I thought there was a lot of positives in it, actually.
Like what?
Like Jermaine Defoe, who I thought had a good debut.
Rubbish. Anybody else?
I thought Rooney played well.
Rubbish. Anybody else?
Owen Hargreaves had
rubbish.
A great game.
Rubbish. Anyone else?
Worth seeing Alan Thompson, but not sure he's going to make Portugal.
Rubbish. The only decent player last night was Alan Smith. He was remarkable last night.
He's played out of position, though. Played him on the right wing.
He's still brilliant. Commiserations, Scotland. Wales won, didn't they?
Wales won. Ireland, Republic won.
Yeah.
Northern Ireland won.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 1-0, wasn't it? Healy.
I don't know. Dave and I went out to watch the game in the pub last night, only to find the pub gets taken over by what seems to be the local youth club.
Hmm.
And we're sitting there enjoying the game, and then all these... Oh my God, innit, man, you know what I'm saying? Come in. Which is just a generic speak for anybody, in any child in London. They all talk the same. And I got given a CD. You check my demo out, man, innit? Whilst I was in the toilet. And I've gone in for a pee, and the guy's followed me in and gone, oh my God, man, I'm sorry to do this, like, but you know what I'm saying? Will you check out my demo, man? And I'm like, I've come to the toilet.
Seize the opportunity.
I know, man, but is that all right? Let me shake your hand. Well, you can if you want. I haven't washed it, but... If you wouldn't mind going away now, because I am still urinating as we speak. Thanks very much. Anyway, good morning, everybody.
Hey, mama, this that beat that make you move, mama. Get on the
Nothing
floor.
Like a nice glass of orange first thing in the morning, is there? 6:57. Black Eyed Peas and Hey Mama on Radio 1. Coming up then, Darkness, Boogie Pimps. Let's get some news and sport from Dom and Jules. It's just gone 7 o'clock.
Another man is arrested, accused of planning terror attacks on Newsbeat. Just going up to 4 minutes past seven.
And a very good morning to you, Dominic.
Good morning to you, Chris.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Did you watch the game last night, or were you not allowed?
Yeah, I did. I did watch the game, but I kind of turned off because I was bored.
Have you got Sky?
Yeah.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Isn't that lovely?
I bought it again because for the Arsenal-Chelsea game last week.
Wow, that's pretty, really?
Yeah.
That's good. Rather than feed your own child and
exactly,
clothing,
yeah.
You know, send him off for a decent education.
He seemed to be fine.
You'd rather watch the football?
Yeah.
And squander your money on such luxuries as that?
I wish I didn't now, to be fair, because it was pretty dull.
Jules, did you watch it?
I watched the first half and was bored.
And what did you do for the second half?
Went home. Listened to the rest of it on the radio.
You...
And fell asleep.
You went home?
Yeah.
You left the pub before it shut.
Well, the match was boring.
Oh, I see what you're doing. I ain't falling for that one. Did you hear that, Dave? I'm thinking she can catch me out leaving the pub before it closed. We've got a new feature starting today, right?
Have we?
Yeah, because not only do we entertain the nation, but I think that we should also educate the nation.
Infotainment is what it's all about.
So today we have fascinating facts from around the world that will be done in an entertaining way. This is basically to up the listening figures for the kids. You know, because, you know, education is... I'm not down with that, man. However, you know, you've got to stay sharp if you want to stay bright. In this world. That's what the kids, you know...
Inform.
Yeah. So all the way through the show, we're going to do this.
It's another true story on Radio 1.
That's right, Dave. True stories all morning.
Terrific
I'm
news.
I'm telling you. I can't wait.
We're here to entertain you each morning from 7. We finish up at 10, then we leave at half 11. If you listen every morning and think our show is funny, the figures will go up. Much more money. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
pimp, somebody to love. 12 minutes past 7, Radio 1, good morning. All day today, we're doing our brand new feature where we not only entertain, but we inform.
It's another true story on Radio 1.
Dolphins can both read and write books.
It's another true story on Radio 1.
So we're out last night in our local youth club to watch the football. Oh my God, innit? Will you check out my CD, man? I should have brought it in, actually. Mm. Played it.
It's wicked, man.
DJ Tony in the area. Nice.
But it was a pleasant evening, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know, I had a few jars and all that. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight is our first night in this week.
I'm so excited about tonight. I really am. It says something, actually, when you're really pleased about going home and watching it. Is EastEnders on tonight?
Yeah.
I don't even like EastEnders,
yes, it's Thursday.
But, you know, I'm looking forward to watching it.
1, 2, 3, kick.
Out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Friday this week. Yeah, we're trying to set a good example to the nation, you know. But, you know, I think we're sounding perky enough in the morning.
Done worse shows, haven't we?
Mm. 5 years in the afternoon.
Absolutely.
Mm. All right, on the show today, we're looking for reverse word contestants. It's too late to phone in now, isn't it?
And yeah. We that was the opportunity was yesterday.
Right. So we're going to randomly pick people and stick them on the air and have a chat and find out more about them and see if they are eligible to be our first and probably only ever contestants for TV's reverse a word.
We have to handpick the best people. We can't just sort of put anybody in there.
Do you think we should explain what reverse word is?
No, I think the nation knows by now.
Do you think?
What, Dave's Rubbish Radio Quiz, which is transferring to a 7-minute pilot on Challenge TV?
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about it, you know. They are.
Yeah, they're going, I can't believe they've actually put this drivel on the air.
People are. It's the word on everybody's lips.
No, the word is rubbish.
That's reverse a word. Coming soon.
To Challenge TV?
Yeah.
Dave and I had to film some trails for it yesterday.
We had to act, Rachel.
Trails like a little advert for the show.
This is true.
Go on, then.
We're not proper actors, but we had to act convincingly.
Go on, then, reenact it, then.
Okay, first take yesterday. So, Dave, what's the idea of your TV show again?
Well, take two. I'll do it again.
Yeah, and then you started fumbling.
No.
Yes, you did.
Because you had your gormless face on and you started making me laugh.
I'm sure that you were the reason. You were the reason.
Go on, then.
Takes 12,
go on, go on, stuttering John. Go on, get it out.
Came good in the end.
No, we're not doing Bruce Forsyth impressions.
Anyway,
nice to see you.
Nice.
Very lovely.
The TV crew knew, though, when they'd struck gold. They knew they had it in the can. That's technical term.
Yeah. We were the greatest TV double act since Danny Bear and Joe Mace.
Yep. We've done telly before, you know.
Speaking of which, have you seen the new celeb deck on BBC Three?
No.
With Joe Mace and Jenny Eclair. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Seriously, put reverse a word on after that and the show will look genius.
I like Joe Mace, though.
He's a nice man, but he's not very good. Do you know what I mean? He's a lovely fella. He's a bit rubbish. Do you not think?
No.
That's not what you said before. You're just going back because you've met him and you don't want to be horrible.
You April Fool.
See what I did there? we'll do Buzz Off next. I'm very excited by it.
Is it a good choice?
It's another one of my favourite CDs from my home CD collection.
I'm amazed you got any CD still on your shelf now.
No. I have, because I've got loads of CDs, Dave. The fight, those nights. Thank you. Jamelia, and thank you from Radio 1. It's 20 past 7. I Dad goes all quivery every time we play this.
I don't like this. It makes me tired.
This music.
Yeah. And also, just this side of the headphones here crackles at that high note.
Yeah, I have that.
It gets on my nerves.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I shall look into it for you.
I meant to tell you last week, but I forgot.
Right.
You always have a painful look on your face when this comes on.
I like it. Dominic and I always sing to each other through the glass.
It's beautiful.
And to be fair, you and Dominic sing to each other for the majority of the show.
Well,
it's a
you're only jealous.
I want you to sing to me.
Anyway, I love playing this little bit of Jimmy Somerville every morning. Target reference.
Communards, of course.
Hey, we should play Bronski Beat one morning on Buzz Off. Anyway, right, moving on. Buzz Off, then. If you like the song I'm about to play, you have to text Buzz On to 81199. If you don't like the song I'm about to play, you text Buzz Off to 81199. So Buzz Off if you don't like it, Buzz On if you do like it. 81199 is the number. Let's go. They're from Wales, before you ask.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. What football team do you support?
Aberystwyth.
So do they. Yeah. And Kidderminster Harriers. Yes, they do, yeah. Do you know it, Dave?
Ben Folds 5.
Correct.
You not hear me anymore. I know it's not your thing to care. I know it's cool to be so bored. Sucks me in when you're alone.
Do you like it, Al?
I'm waiting for the chorus.
Sucks me in, it sucks, it works. I guess it's cool to be alone. Every day you wake up late. Sometimes I wish I was that way.
I meant Buzz.
You've only just heard the chorus.
That was their best shot and it didn't work for me.
Shoot you.
And you think Rockford Files is cool, but there are some things that you would change if it were.
Great song.
Sounds like Weird Al.
Just because they're like American, they don't sound like Weird Al. Buzz. Oh, it's just down to Dave.
I've got this great idea. Why don't we pitch it to the Franklin fucking man? Five-year portraits of General Apathy and Major Boredom singing.
Dave Buzz.
Oh, it's the whatever and ever amen line.
Well, I know, but, you know, enough is enough.
This is the name of the album.
I enjoyed that, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nobody else did. Whatever and ever amen is the name of the album, and that was Ben Folds 5. Lovely. And obviously, only me and Dave enjoyed that.
What was it called?
And
The Battle of Who Could Care Less.
Yeah. You don't know that? Look, the sticker on the album says, includes the hit single, Battle of Who Could Care Less.
Which country, though?
Here, you idiot. Top 30 hit. Yeah.
Just.
No.
Was it?
It's a top 30 hit. So it's here, look.
It's sneaking at 28.
Follows up their current top 30 hit, The Battle of Who Could Care Less.
They were much underrated, actually, the Ben Folds.
And due to the success, the band will be in and out of the UK throughout 1997 to promote this album and the tour.
Target hits.
It's from John Turner and Craig Medley. Look at that.
Morning, John, if you're listening.
Yeah. From JTM PR.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Factoid.
And we have more facts coming up later, Dave.
I look forward to that.
I bet you do.
BBC Challenge. You've got a spark of talent. Don't let it go out.
It's another true story on Radio 1.
Funny man Ricky Gervais has no body hair from the chin down.
another true story on Radio 1.
It's 7:26.
Now I will tell you what I've done for you.
Great record there from Evanescence. Only joking! It's rubbish! Got you there, you all thought I was Evanescence fans. But no, I've got ears. But there you go. If you did like it, by the way, I like it too. It's a great track.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
David Guetta and Chris Willis coming up. You know, they're just little more love records.
I like
just
it very much.
What's the next line?
Little more something.
Right. Outcast on the way and Natasha Bedingfield, who's actually related to Daniel Bedingfield.
They share the same surname.
That's right. It's his younger sister. Fascinating. Anyway, we'll get into that a little bit later. Meanwhile, let's get some news from Dominic at 7:30.
And the main story, a 29-year-old man has been arrested.
One Road Travel.
It's one of the biggest A roads in the country. In Leeds, the A64, there are roadworks both ways on York Road. That's near Temple View Road.
One Road Travel. On Radio 1.
Just gone 7:34.
I know where that is.
Do you?
Yeah.
It is one of the biggest A roads in the country, isn't
it? I know where that is. Yeah. That's not a million miles away from where I live.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Thank you.
That's the route One Road Travel takes sometimes.
Did you hear that, Dad? The road works both ways on York Road near Temple View Road. Temple View Road, that's, you know, a nice road.
Is that a long
other roads
road?
Are available.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
You know,
it's a bit roadist.
We'd like to hear another great fact.
Mm.
It's another true story on Radio 1.
American rapper Jay-Z's real name is Jeremy Zeppelin.
It's another true story on Radio 1.
We got loads of those through the show.
Sounds good.
Just hundreds, thousands of them.
Mm. Well, literally thousands.
Yeah, you want another one? They just keep flying, they're non-stop.
Really?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Okay.
It's another true story on Radio 1.
Robbie Williams is allergic to tea.
It's another true story on Radio 1.
You really have got a lot.
I told you, yeah. Got loads of them, mate.
Good morning to you people. We're here to sing for you. Because we are Christmas singers. That's what we love to do. If it was a late night, go grab your coffee cup. And if you drank too much, we hope you're not chucking up. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio. Just a little more love. Just a little more love. Just a little more love. Just a little more peace.
Outcast of Radio 1, The Way You Move, 7:42. Dominic Byrne. Is he going to get a telling off from the bosses?
Puff.
Missing out on this top story.
What was that?
Luckily, the Daily Star has it on page 30. I can't believe Dominic didn't have this in. He's done two bulletins for us today.
But what does it say?
Baywatch lifeguard Donna Derico made an amazing confession yesterday. Amazing confession. And Dominic didn't have it in the news. It's in the Daily Star, though. Always first with the hot stories of the day.
But what is the confession?
She couldn't swim when she got the part in Baywatch. Can you believe that? That really is an amazing confession.
That would limit your chances of being a lifeguard, wouldn't it?
Page 30, Dom, if you want to nick it. Right, page 30. Yeah, wow. When was she in Baywatch? 10 years ago.
Donna Derico.
Yeah. Funny looking, but you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Rachel?
Yeah?
Well, there you go. So would I. Right. It's time to talk about Reverse a Word. Dave's great, rubbish quiz.
I wish you would stop calling it rubbish, because I think that you're giving
pants,
it...
Pants, crap,
I don't think
bilge,
you're giving it the chance that
dung.
It deserves.
Shut up. Anyway, we're in the studio, TV studio, next Wednesday, filming it. 7-minute show for Challenge TV. As we said earlier, Dave and I filmed our little promotional advert for it. yesterday that's going to start running soon. Oh, hilarious, wasn't
Naturals,
it?
I think it were.
Scott Mills is the presenter. Alid and Rachel are our team captains. And everybody's very excited. Including a top BBC television executive who wants to come to the filming. That's right. And we ain't talking about the producer of Last of the Summer Wine here.
No way, no way.
Mana, mana. Was that vanilla?
Yeah. We had them on the show, do you remember? Yesteryear. 1997, I think they came in.
It's like doing Crufts.
Is that a Saturday show?
Yeah, it was. That was in the days when we used to have three guests.
Anyway, Friday we're going to announce the two lucky people who are going to take part in Reverse a Word. We have asked yesterday for people to email in and phone in if they want to get in the list of people to try and win a great... Well, you win before you even win, if that makes sense.
Everyone's a winner in this game.
Have you got the list of other people?
Yes.
We had literally entries yesterday. Mm. Whenever you're ready, my darling, that'll be great. Thank you. I put my hand out and you deliberately then don't put it in my hand. Are you, seriously, what's wrong with you? Like this, and she goes, put my hand out and she puts it on the table in front of me.
I missed.
Listen, you're backside with my boot in a minute. Dave from Surrey told us, I believe ginger people should be on telly as much as possible. Sadly, he hasn't made the final list. Joe Diplock in London wrote, I'm a foxy babe with a great pair of breasts. Sadly, no photo, no chance.
Diplock?
Well, don't go there. Shane Martin, I have no friends, need I say any more? No.
Well, you would if you wanted to put you on the show.
Yeah.
Sadly, by just saying that, that's not giving yourself the greatest chance.
Right, so we have two contestants on the line. Let's meet the first one, which is Kirsty. Morning, Kirsty.
Hello.
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 You all right?
I'm fine.
Where are you from?
Lowestoft.
Lowestoft.
The most easterly point of mainland Britain.
Yes.
Excellent.
Where did darkness come from?
What?
The darkness.
Oh, yeah. What do you do, Kirsty?
I'm a housing officer.
Oh, lovely. Is that a fulfilling and worthwhile job?
Sometimes.
Did you say worthwhile?
I did say worthwhile.
I thought you were talking straight street jive.
Oh, my God, innit? What a worthwhile job. All right, so you'd like to be a contestant on Reverse Word?
Yes.
Okay, well, as you know, already... The radio quiz has become legendary, and one of the listeners' favourite bits of the quiz is the opening and closing jingle, which Dave sings every time he plays it. So we're going to give you 17 seconds of the Reverse a Word theme to add words, lyrics, rhymes, raps, whatever you want, to convince us you're the sort of person who would make a great contestant.
Okay.
I'm not holding my breath, though, so don't worry. Right, so are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Would you like some echo?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, lovely. Okay. All right, you have 17 seconds. Your time starts now.
Reverse the words with Comedy Dave. You'll hear the letters. They're not on a page. They're back to front. The wrong way round. Get it right and you'll win a pound.
Jesus Christ Almighty. Well, Kirsty, I've got to say, that's possibly the worst singing I've ever heard since Michelle McManus.
It was so rubbish, it was good.
Yeah, I disagree with you on that point, love. I've got to be honest. I'd say the first bit of that statement was correct. It was so rubbish, and that's what I'd end it there. Full stop, underlined, sayonara. Well, thanks for taking part, my darling. Currently, you're the best contestant we've had on so far.
Really?
Yeah. Right, we'll call you back if you win.
Okay.
All right, my darling.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. There you go.
I didn't think that was very good.
It was rubbish, Dave. Line 2 is Elizabeth. Morning, Elizabeth.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Where are you from?
I'm from Stevenage in Hertfordshire.
Stevenage in Hertfordshire. Do you have a fact about Stevenage, Dave?
Pardon?
I believe Stevenage to be a new town.
Excellent, good. What do you do, Elizabeth?
Well, I have two jobs. I'm a preschool teacher and I work in the cinema as well.
You're a preschool teacher and you work in a cinema as well?
Yeah, just a bit of extra money.
What do you do in the cinema?
Everything. Pop the popcorn. Quite rubbish.
Pop the popcorn. Mm. All right there, good.
Do you show people to their seats with a torch?
No, we don't do that anymore. They find their own.
No. Do you ever sell bags of Revels?
Yeah, I do sometimes. Well, they're quite popular. And neutral.
How much are your hot dogs?
£2.70.
Jeez, are you having a laugh, really?
Yeah.
I've never got why hot dogs are so expensive at the cinema. I've never, ever got that. And by the way, when, right, were nachos ever a good idea at the cinema? You know, when I was a kid, it was always popcorn, and then one day you go in, nachos, sir? Sorry, did you just say nachos? What's next? Oh, can see, we're going to see a movie. Oh, yeah. What should we get? Prawn crackers? Cracking. You know what I mean? Anyway, all right, so same thing goes for you then, Elizabeth. 17 seconds. You can say or sing or rap or do whatever you want over the jingle, so you convince us in the nation why you should be one of the contestants on TV's Reverse Award.
Okay, then.
You ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
Reverse Award. It's something everybody can play. All you have to do is tune in to Chris Moyles every day. Reverse the words.
Not bad.
Right, are you related to the last caller by any chance?
Who?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, the lad was singing, yeah, I got you.
You see what I did there? Oh, yeah. I need a holiday. Right, well, Elizabeth, thank you very much. I think you are better than Kirsty, which means you're technically in the lead.
Oh, thanks very much.
Yeah, but I really wouldn't hold your breath, though.
Okay, thank you.
I'm joking. Where are you going now? Are you going to preschool?
Yeah, I'm actually at the bus stop, and I just let the bus go past because I had to sing my song, and I didn't want to sing it on the bus.
Oh, how long before the next bus comes along?
Probably about 5 minutes, hopefully.
Would you hope?
Yeah, because I've got to get another bus. Oh! 12 minutes past.
God, what a crazy life you lead. All right, my darling.
All right, then.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
It wasn't a great start, but it was a start nonetheless, I think.
To try and the best.
Hmm. It's almost as if... It's almost as if they're not familiar with the tune yet.
It's almost as if they can't sing as well. Right, 7:51. More contestants coming up, or potential contestants. This is Natasha Bedingfield, right?
Yep.
Coming out and made this called Single.
Natasha Bedingfield on Radio 1 and her new single, Single. Is that what it's called? I was just guessing.
Yeah, it's called Single.
There you go.
Comes out the 3rd of May. Somebody texted in and said, when's Mama Bedingfield going to release her single? Goes through the entire family. And a lot of people really like that.
I quite like that, actually.
Yeah?
Hmm.
I haven't really seen a picture of her. What's she look like? Is she cute or not?
I'll find a picture.
I would imagine she looks like Daniel with long hair.
Nah.
Well, she's got marks on her forehead from where the steel rods have been.
He's had them taken out now, anyway. I think he's just got a neck brace.
Yeah, but he had marks in his forehead.
Oh, yeah, because he had it drilled into his skull.
Oh, nice. That's a good look, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it was a recuperative measure.
Good. Rachel's now at the speed of light, Rachel is trying to find a picture of Natasha Bedingfield. Let's sit and stare at her while we wait.
N-A-T.
Don't pressure me.
Hey, what are you joking? N-A-T. She's still trying to type in Google.
This is national radio, this is cutting edge, Rachel, you have to be sharp.
Don't know why she didn't just go to the Radio 1 music site and find a picture of her there, but still.
We'll play a record.
No, we're waiting for you, Rach.
No,
like a bullet out of a gun, look at this.
Yeah,
faster than a speeding bullet. Got more it. Heavy than a locomotive.
You find it.
Can't be bothered now. 7:56 in the morning, Thursday, BBC Radio 1. Good morning. Remember this, great record from Blur. Good to hear that again. Blur, Country House. I don't want to tell you the year because you'll go, no, it can't be. 1982.
It can't be.
It's not. It's 1978, of course, for Blur and Country House. A great record there from the 70s. Right, moving on. Basement Jacks, Sugar Babes coming up. Let's get some news and sport from Dom and Jules. It's 8 o'clock.
Another man is arrested, accused of... Radio Newsbeat, it's 3 minutes past eight.
Would you like another one?
Yes, please.
It's another true story on Radio 1. Cilla Black owns a shoe shop in Dunstable. It's another true story on Radio 1.
All the way through the show this morning.
Wow.
True stories, yeah. It's an original Radio 1 feature. Right. Never been done before on radio, ever. So if you're just waking up, that's what we're doing. On your way to work this morning, true stories all morning.
It's entertainment.
What?
What?
Or infotainment.
Right, I see what you're saying. You're taking the word entertainment and information and putting them together.
Entertainment, Dave.
I've never heard of that.
I've never said it before.
Would you like another one?
Yeah. Mm.
It's another true story on Radio 1.
Singer Michael Jackson collects key rings and novelty rubbers.
It's another true story on Radio 1.
I have one.
What?
I have one.
Do you have one? Yeah. All right.
It's another true story on Radio 1.
Tessa Sanderson keeps cats at her home so that she can harvest their whiskers and sell them to shoe manufacturers as laces.
It's another true story on Radio 1.
I've got one for you then.
It's another true story on Radio 1.
Rockstar Liam Gallagher owns 4 forklift trucks.
It's another true story on Radio 1.
I mean, you're going to get to work today. You're going to have so many facts. When you go down the pub tonight, you're just going to, like, blow all your friends away. I'll be afraid that.
What a night.
You're going to be full of so much infotainment.
Intimation.
Sorry. No, you're all right, thanks. You got my time.
I just popped out for a beer.
Well, take yourself back in, love, and get to the bar. Good morning.
Now Chris Moyles is at breakfast. He hasn't changed at all. He still looks overweight and fancies Zoe Ball. He's still the same old Moyles. He eats out of a trough. And he won't change at all till he asks for Fridays off.
6 minutes past eight, Basement Jacks.
The Chris Moyles Show, National Radio 1.
Sugar Babes from Round Round, 13 minutes past eight. One more fact, actually.
Yep.
Okay.
It's another true story on Radio 1.
The Sugar Babe girls are actually allergic to sugar.
It's another true story on Radio 1.
All true, Dave. All true.
I didn't know that.
Yes, true. So, we've been out every night this week, me and Dave. We were out Monday together, yep. Tuesday together, last night together. People will talk. Okay, maybe not. So tonight, I was thinking, night in with my girlfriend.
That'd be nice.
Might have a nice little romantic dinner for two.
Candles, tablecloths.
KFC, yep, you got it. It's nice to be romantic.
I think so.
Do you know my most romantic time ever?
What?
I had a surprise weekend horse riding in Loch Lomond.
Did you?
Yeah.
How did that pan out?
Oh, no, hang on. That wasn't me. I must have read that somewhere. Oh, that's right, I did. In May's Company magazine.
Oh, really?
That's right, yes. It's Britain's 50 most eligible bachelors.
Blimey.
Soap stars, sportsmen, city slickers, and Allard.
Our Allard?
Yes, our Allard. That's right. Bachelor 2004. He's one of Britain's eligible bachelors.
Now, am I right in thinking this is a bit like a...
Not edible.
A beauty contest for men. A bit like Miss World, but for fellas.
Well, I'll tell you what. seriously, looking at some of the munter blokes in this, if this is a beauty contest, I bet nobody's going to win. Hi, Alan, you all right?
Do you think they're munters?
Well, let's just have a look at some of the people you're up against, okay? What about Kyle Hogg from Oldham? Now, you're going to beat that, aren't you? Really? I'm not being offensive. Seriously. We've all got the right to be ugly, but he's just abusing the privilege. Thank you. And what about Andy Smith from Lisburn? Look at him, eh? Body of an angel, face of the back of a tractor.
Well, he's got his top off. Girls go for that.
Do they?
Yeah.
Unless it's my top off.
I'm bricking it, because there's going to be 49 hunks on that stage, give or take a couple, and then me tagged on the end.
No, there's also John Tickle.
And John Tickle, me and John.
Let's look at some of the facts about Allard. Okay?
Yep.
Job. Chris Moyles' sidekick on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Sorry, Dave.
You have anything to say about that, Dave?
No, I said no.
Star sign, Leo. Wow. Best quality, loyalty.
It's true.
You are having a laugh.
I am loyal
you
to you.
Are
I'm loyal
having
to
a laugh.
Radio 1.
Do you want me to bring up some examples of your loyalty?
I am a loyal
of your
person.
Loyalty to me, who's looked after you and nurtured you for the last few years. So we're talking about the loyalty there, sunshine.
I'm
look me
loyal.
In the eye, chicken, yellow belly, loyalty, your best quality. You are doing yourself an injustice. You should have put down making tea.
Well, I actually did give them a few examples. They picked that one.
Loyalty, my ass. Worst quality, biting my nails. Now,
true.
Aled, I know you, and that ain't your worst quality, sunshine. But, you know, you probably couldn't print that, you know what I mean?
No, they wanted a bit cleaner.
Most romantic moment, a surprise weekend horse riding in Loch Lomond. Did you make that up?
It's romantic.
You've never done that in your life, you liar.
I did.
Seriously.
Seriously.
Getting your end away, the back of Netto's, maybe, but you've never been horse riding in Loch Lomond.
Loch Lomond.
We did a roadshow there once with Zoe Ball, and I liked it so much that I went back.
On a horse? Why didn't you get the train?
What, you and Zoe on a horse riding weekend?
It wasn't with Zoe.
Trot on! Favourite film, Kill Bill, Volume 1.
Fantastic.
That's not your favourite film.
It was actually going to be between
The Sound of Music.
Well, I thought, okay, either Sound of Music, Charlie's Angels, Matrix or Kill Bill. Charlie's Angels was a bit naff. Matrix sounded a bit geeky.
Oh,
so
man.
I went for Kill Bill.
Charlie's Angels in his favourite movies ever. It's not even in Drew Barrymore's favourite list of movies. This is good. Secret romance weapon. Now, you like this. I'd have put it down, I certainly have, right? But Alan didn't.
Check it.
Secret romance weapon, just being myself.
Now, what they've done, right, in my defence, what they did...
Hang on a second, I'm vomiting violently.
They had an interview with you, and they asked questions. They didn't word it like that, that's for sure. They said, what do you do on a date, or what's important?
Everything!
So I said, I just be myself. And so they've kind of reworded it for the magazine, and it sounds corny.
What's sexy? Alan says, someone who makes you laugh.
True.
I really hope you don't find me funny anymore. Someone who makes you laugh. But like...
Jasper Carrot.
Lisa Riley.
Dawn French.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah. Victoria Wood. So that's what's sexy. What's not sexy? But Lisa Riley, you could have
put
down.
Yeah, Victoria Wood.
And Alan's put down arrogance. Yeah. Arrogance.
It's not sexy.
No, it's not.
Turns me off.
I don't know. Neither's a mustache on a woman. I'd have put that down. Do you know what I mean?
Hairy feet.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
I ran out of room on the page.
Seriously, a great big massive mole on the side of the face. You know, one of the hairy ones? You get that like Enrique's?
Yeah.
That's not sexy. You know, a woman who doesn't wash anything.
No.
Head lice. There's nothing worse. You're copping off
first
of a woman.
Date.
And you're there going, your hair's moving, my darling. You know? All right. Ideal woman in five words. No, you chose five words. Completely different to the five words that I would have chosen.
Really?
I must say, oh, yes. Right.
What are the five words, then?
Do you want to know what my five words would have been?
No.
Let's take your headphones off, everybody. Headphones off. Ideal woman in five words. Which I think...
Funnily, if they'd asked... Yes. What would have been one of my answers? It was, they reworded the question.
Oh, man.
What does it say?
Well, have a guess. Five words.
Okay.
Right. Can I have a guess?
Yes.
Right, here's a little punt. Funny.
Let me have a look. That's in there, yeah.
Sophisticated.
No, he's not. It's not that picky.
Welsh.
No.
Funny.
Kind.
No.
Spectacle wearer.
No, he hasn't got top heavy in here either.
Nope.
Or easy. Alcoholic. None of these.
No. Nope.
Kind of women I go for.
Rich.
No. Blind. No, he hasn't put that in either.
Essential.
Desperate. No, none of these. Ideal woman in
grateful.
Woo-woo drinker.
God, no, I can't say that.
You can't.
Can't. I was going to say... No.
Not on a family show.
All right. The words he's gone for are genuine, funny, passionate, honest, and my favourite, warm. Because I do admit, there's nothing more off-putting than a cold woman. You know, you're snuggling up to her and she's freezing. Oh, I don't like that. You know, warm yourself up, love. Put some socks on if you have to, but make an effort. So, here's the greatest thing, right? Mm. If you want to vote for any of these people, right? So, if you, like, what happens? Right, turn back a few pages. I'll just choose someone at random, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Sam Stockman is 21 from South London. He's an actor. You can text to who you want to win, right? So you would text... Because it's Company Magazine.
Yeah.
It's C-O-M-P and then Stockman, right? So
okay.
Comp Stockman.
Yep.
And if it was for... the guy called John Hazlitt, who's a property developer from Belfast, Comp Hazlitt, right?
Yep.
So when it comes to Allard, if you want to vote for him, it's Comp Jones, which is what we call him round the office. And the number is 85100.
And there's no spaces.
Yeah. C-O-M-P-J-O-N-E-S. All one word, Comp Jones, C-O-M-P-J-O-N-E-S.
I haven't really got a hope in hell here.
To 85100. Seriously, man, I think you do.
When
and you know what I've got to say? As Mark Radcliffe would have said, I'm not gay at all, but it's a nice little picture of you.
Do you think?
And have you got a bit of stubble or are you clean-shaven in it?
They wouldn't let me go clean-shaven. They wanted
they
a bit
wouldn't.
Of stubble.
No, well, we'd said to you, when you have any photo taken, yeah. We'd go, leave it.
And they said that I'd look too pretty. I want to look a bit more hunky. So they said, leave the stubble. So I left
yeah.
a bit of stubble.
I wouldn't say you look hunky.
Oh, really? Did I not pull that off?
Well, I don't know about that, but you don't look hunky.
When does the pageant take place, Alan?
It's in two stages. Tonight, I'm taking Rachel and Juliet, and we're going to the big event, and that's where they pick...
Is it free ale?
Oh, there'll be a lot to that.
Really?
And they get to pick...
And 50 eligible bachelors... Sign me up, I am going!
And then the man...
I'll be at the bar with my woo-woos checking out the talents. Woo-woo, big boy! Work it, girlfriend!
It's not for you, Chris.
I'm going. No, what time is it?
7:30.
Can I come?
Yeah.
I want to go.
Yeah, of course you can.
Oh, Matt, let's have a look, right? Let's go through. Because there's some famous people in here as well.
Is there?
Mm. Yeah. Let's have a look.
John Tickle.
Somebody who appeared in Channel 4's Shattered. Oh, yeah.
That's not famous.
Ben Collins from Bristol, professional racing driver. Somebody who plays Danny in Emmerdale. Alistair Griffin from Fame Academy 2.
He's the one with the big nose, isn't he?
Dude, check this out. Kieran Gillick from Norfolk, professional ultimate frisbee player. That's not a job.
It is.
That's not a job.
It's a sport and a life.
Who else is in here?
He's
a guy
famous.
From Casualty. Noah in Footballers' Wives. Who else? There's lots of people.
Paul, who's the manager of the salon. Oh, he's on there as well.
Man, you'll beat him. What a loser.
No, Rachel likes him.
What?
Federico's in there. An awful picture. The guy looks off his head. You've got a good chance. There's a lot. Seriously, there's a lot of ugly men in this list. I could have been in this list.
do you want to hear the funny thing about tonight?
Go on.
If I don't get through to the 10, the final 10, the 40 of us who don't get through have to go into a New York dating room where there are women who have won the chance to meet us in that room.
Oh, no, I wouldn't bother with that.
That sounds...
So how many people go through... is it tonight?
It's tonight.
So who picks them?
There's 600 girls.
Right.
And who gets to pick the final 10, and then you go back for the second stage at the end of the night, and then you get the top 3. And then there's a second stage in the magazine where you do the votes, and that's a regional thing, and that'll come out in a month's time.
Okay. So there you go. If you want to vote for Alad, send a text saying Comp Jones, C-O-M-P-J-O-N-E-S, all one word, to 85100. Good luck.
Texts cost 50p.
Is that how much they are?
That's a lot, isn't it?
Is that how much they are?
Yes.
Not that you've researched this at all.
I read it this morning.
Yes.
It says...
In the land of Radio 1. Pete Doherty for Lovers. Comes out a week on Monday. I like that. It's nice.
Mm.
Just looking at some of these blokes, some of Alan's competition in the 50 most eligible bachelors. Now, I'm going to stick my neck out here. I'm not going to name names, but I don't think all 50 of them are straight. I'm going to be a little bit controversial. You know, I'm not going to point the finger, but I don't think that they're all 100% heterosexual, all of them.
That doesn't matter, though, does it?
Well, no, but then I'm looking at some of them, and it's like, you know, ideal woman in 5 words. And I'm looking, and not one of the ones that I think, or know, might be, have put one that is a man, or anything like that.
Yeah.
Ideal woman, I do not like women. Do you know, but they've all gone, oh... Ideal woman, more happy,
genuine,
smiley,
sophisticated.
Called Tony. That's BBC. Newsbeat. Anyway, check out the May issue of Company Magazine. It's got a pretty lady on the cover. There you go.
She's pretty, isn't she?
Nothing to write home about, though, is she? Right, coming up then, we'll play the Rasmus, we'll play Christina Aguilera, let's get some news and sport from Dom and Jules. It's 8:31.
And the main story this morning, police in Canada have arrested a 29-year-old man over claims he was planning a terror strike. The time now is almost exactly 8:35.
That's right. Sorry, what was the time?
8:35.
Right, okay. We have more facts today all the way through the show. We have real facts that are true that you can entertain your friends with down the pub tonight. We're calling them true stories. That's right. And we have another true story. Would you like to hear another one?
Yes, I would.
It's another true story on Radio 1.
Footballer Thierry Henry washes himself up to 7 times a day.
It's another true story on Radio 1.
I didn't know that.
It's true. They're all true.
Wow.
Yeah. There's loads. I mean, Dave and I are just a fountain of knowledge.
Fact fountains.
What?
Fact fountains.
Why did he pour...
I nearly said fact fans, but we wouldn't be fact fans, we'd be fact...
Well, we are, but...
We'd be fans of facts.
Well,
I suppose so. Do you want another one?
Yes, please.
Okay.
It's another true story on Radio 1.
Bob Holness studied macrobiology at college in Crewe and is actually responsible for the invention of penicillin.
It's another true story on Radio 1.
I didn't know that either.
No. Does anybody else have any more? No? I do!
It's another true story on Radio 1.
Pete Waterman once dressed as a nun in a local church fancy dress competition. True!
It's another true story on Radio 1.
All of these are true, by the way. All of them true. You know, your friends will be amazed tonight in the pub when you tell them all these true stories. Isn't that right?
Right on.
Right. Good. 8:36. You and I disagree on Christina Aguilera, don't we?
In what way?
Well, I would. You wouldn't.
I would.
I didn't think you liked her. Because you know what I've always said about Christina Aguilera? And I may be wrong, but, you know, I'm sure she's a sweet girl in real life. But just in the videos and the performances I see, the one word that springs to mind, mucky.
Mm.
You know, I've got to be honest, mucky. And I don't think she's... Where is she? Was she born in... Is she Spanish?
I think it's Ecuador, isn't it?
Ecuador!
I might have made that up.
Ecuador!
She's definitely of Hispanic origin.
But, you know, she should really come from Doncaster or somewhere like that. Do you know what I mean?
Have you seen her recently, though?
What, looking normal?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I still, you know, there's something about her, though.
The only look that I didn't like of hers was that frizzy perm thing that she had in the Lady Marmalade video.
No, I didn't like
that
either.
Which I found unattractive.
Yeah, but body-wise, you know, well fit.
Yeah.
Which is what, that's my stomach.
Yeah, stomach's agreeing.
Excuse me, sorry about that, just gotta get it out. Oh, dear. Hi, good morning, it's the Radio and Breakfast Show, yeah?
But no, I'm with you. I'd agree with you.
Yeah, thanks. Rachel wouldn't, though, she just mouthed a word to me. Can't say what it was, but it's often followed by the word heap. Dave Desmond now tried to think of a funny word that would have heap after it.
Uriah.
855.
Exactly what Rachel just mouthed to me. What do you think, Christina?
Who was
Aguilera?
Uriah? It was Uriah Heap.
81199.
From those names that you know, but you don't know why you know.
8:45, let's move on. Talking about reverse a word, we're looking for contestants for our TV pilot, which is actually going to go out on the air, Challenge TV. That's right, Challenge TV, in a 7-minute show. Reverse a word, hosted by Radio 1's Scott Mills. Hello, Justin.
Morning, Chris.
How are you?
Oh, not so bad, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, good. What time did you get up this morning?
What time do I get up or what time do I actually get out of bed?
What time did you get out of bed?
About 7 o'clock, mate.
And what time did you switch the show on?
5 to 7, because I did actually lean out first and turn the radio on.
Is that true or is that a lie?
No, that is true.
Okay, all right. So have you heard all our true stories this morning?
Yes, mate, yes I have.
Well, feel free to use any of these, you know, with your work colleagues or tonight in the pub with your mates. They'll be amazed by your knowledge.
I'm going to take them with me all day, Chris. I'm going to take them with me all day.
Well, we'll keep doing some more, don't you worry. And whereabouts are you?
I'm just outside of Torquay at the moment.
Nice. What are you doing?
I'm a lorry driver. I'm delivering some bricks.
Bricks?
Bricks.
Bricks. Bricks.
Bricks. The foundation of every new house.
Unless it's a house made of straw. Ah, see?
Or a house made of mud.
Right.
Aye.
Or a house made of cards.
Or a house made of wattle and daub.
They were one of the greatest comedians when my dad was younger.
You don't often hear of wattle and daub.
No, they sadly passed away. Mm. But boy, in their day were they funny. Terry Wattle and Daddy Daub. Wattle and daub.
Oh, hello.
What the hell is that?
Sorry, that's someone trying to ring me on my lorry phone.
You have a lorry phone?
I certainly do.
Do you know, I bet you any money that's somebody ringing to say that you're on the radio right now.
Probably.
All right, well, let's get a move on then. You want to be a contestant on Reverse Word?
I would love to, mate.
Should really get out more?
I've been an avid follower from the beginning.
Oh, God. Dave, don't applaud. All right,
Thank you, Dave.
17 seconds on the jingle. It is yours to do whatever you wish with.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am.
Here we go.
Reverse a word, let's play the game. We're getting our shot at fame with Chris and Dave and us lot too. Reverse a word is up to you.
Wow.
Not bad.
Hey. Do you know what? I think he's just shot into the lead.
I think so.
Justin, well done.
Thank you, Chris.
Have you written songs before?
Well, in my spare time.
Right. I can see there was... you're definitely...
You can see the spark there.
Yeah, definitely a lyricist. Justin, thanks for taking part, mate. If you're the winner, we'll call you back and let you know.
Lovely job. Cheers, Chris.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.
There you go. What a nice man.
Strong entry.
Justin Watley. I wonder if he's related to Jodie Watley.
Was she in Shalimar?
Huh? No, you're thinking of Uriah Heep.
Uriah Heep was in a Dickens novel.
Ah, you see, that's where I've read it.
Uriah Heep for a band. Great music, says Sue. Right then. Oh, and by the way, stop, right? Stop going, oh, what are you trying to say about girls from Doncaster? You trying to say that Doncaster girls are mucky? Yeah. Hello, Carl.
Hello, Chris.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Very good, thanks, man. What time did you get out of bed this morning?
I got out of bed at 7 o'clock as well.
Were you in the same bed as Justin?
I wasn't, actually. I was in the bed next to him.
And what time did you switch the show on this morning?
I switched on 7 o'clock as well.
You liar. Justin said already that he leant over and switched the radio on.
I know. Well, I went downstairs and watched the digital TV, so... Yeah, I was a few minutes after him.
Where are you now? Have you left the house now?
No, I'm still in the house.
Are you near your TV?
I am.
Do you actually have it on digital TV?
Yes, I do.
What's it on?
It's on 858.
Is there a little bit of a blurb about the show?
No, there doesn't seem to be. There's a little audio rotating in the bottom right-hand corner, but that's about it.
All right, okay. Because somebody said the other day on Sky, it said something like... I can't remember what it was, but it's something like eggs, bacon, tea, coffee and boils, essential ingredients for breakfast.
Mm. I've got none of that.
And we're gonna hunt down the person who wrote that and kill them. All right, well, maybe just ask them to write something a bit more inventive.
Well, yeah, well, it's got to be better than audio, isn't it?
Yeah. Where are you from, Carl?
Biggleswade, Bedfordshire.
I love Biggleswade.
Do you?
Mm. I used to broadcast to there, but I still do. Got to keep reminding myself it's National Radio 1.
Yeah, everyone's listening to Biggleswade.
Yeah. I used to work for Chilton Radio.
Oh, did you?
And they used to have all the little local areas in the names, in the jingles. So they go, from Hitchin to Biggleswade.
I once stopped at Little Chef in Biggleswade.
Did you?
Yeah, on the A1.
That's fascinating. What do you do, Carl?
I'm a surveyor.
Oh, like Destiny's Child.
Yes, yeah, just like Destiny's Child, yeah.
Oh, come on, Rachel.
Rubbish.
I'm a surveyor.
Do you get it?
No.
I get it, yes, yes. That's very good.
Right, Carl, are you ready then?
Yes, I'm ready.
Your chance to be a contestant on television's Reverse Award.
I'm going
to
go for it.
I'm telling you. Right, your echo is on. Let's go.
Excellent. Are you ready for Reverse Award? It's too good for day or winter. Here it comes. From Radio 1 to TV, it's Reverse Award.
Very nice.
Strong competition.
Can I just say that through the glass next door, Toby and Dominic and Juliet have held up a big piece of paper saying, you're Pete Tong.
The next Pete Tong, or wrong?
Well, do you know, just the fact that you sound like Pete Tong. Well, do you know, do you think he does?
Right. I found what it says on the Sky, by the way. Apparently, according to unofficial sources, hold on to your breakfast because Moyles is here. The mayhem continues with car park catchphrase and tedious link.
I hate the word mayhem.
Can we threaten them with legal action?
But, yeah. What's next? The word wacky. Carl, well done.
Thank you.
I don't know how we're going to vote for the winner, but I think you're certainly in the running.
Mm. Oh, thanks very much.
Right, have a good day, pal.
Thanks, and you.
Bye.
Cheers, bye.
Right, one more. Nick Jackson. Hello, Nick.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
I'm very well, you?
I'm very good. You know, there's a voiceover man called Nick Jackson.
Is there?
Fascinating, aren't I?
It is. You're full of great facts, mate.
I am full of it. It has been said before. Where are you from?
Camberwell Green.
Camberwell Green?
Yes.
Not Camberwick Green?
No. Which is in London?
It is.
What do you do?
I'm a state agent, I'm afraid.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Do you drive a Volkswagen?
I do not drive a Golf, Dave.
What do you drive?
I drive a Focus.
A Focus?
Yeah, just as bad, though.
I bet you're nippy, aren't you?
You could say that.
Yeah, right. Have you sold many places or let many places recently?
Yeah, quite a few, you know.
All right.
All that.
Can you give us a free house or not?
I couldn't give you a free house, Chris.
Right, okay, cool.
Flat?
I could lend you one so you could pretend to people that you're rich and famous and stuff.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I just need somewhere to shoot some videos that I've been working on. But I'll talk to you about that off the air.
No worries, mate.
Okay, Rachel, what?
Moving on.
Right, so you want to be on Reverse the Word. Same thing, are you ready?
I am. It's going to be bad, so I'm still half cut from last night.
Oh, brilliant. That's our favourite kind of caller. Here we go.
Were we on before this Labour's game? Dave Whittington, he thought the same. Chris Moyles, he hates the name. So let's get on and play the game.
Sing Reverse Word.
Pardon? That's bad, isn't it, mate?
Oh, dear.
Have you heard the Reverse Word jingle before?
Well, no, actually, I haven't.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Nick, give us your telephone number, we'll write. well done, thank you very much, have a good day. God bless you. Bye.
Oh, dear.
Nick Jackson in London.
We'll be in touch.
What a legend.
By post.
Yeah. Well, Tell you what, count to, 25 billion and we'll let you know if you've won.
At least he did forewarn us that he was,
half-cut.
Not at his best.
It's a little bit half-cut from the night before. Yes, Rachel?
It's going to be a hard decision, isn't it?
Well, not really. He ain't winning.
From the makers of Vernon Fillers comes K-Land Anthems 2.
Do you think in 10 years' time this will be one of the Radio 1 great oldies?
No.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, it's all right, though, isn't it?
It's all right for now.
Yeah. So, they were our contestants for Reverse Word. Wow, what a great phenomenal piece of television it's going to be.
We'll have to get our heads together and cogitate.
You all right, thanks? Not my type. What a good woman. Dominic Bird is so childish. He loves those little gags. Which is the only reason he got employed.
He wouldn't employ him on his news reading skills, would he?
Right, Tedious Link, are you ready, Dave?
Yes, I am.
How do you get to this morning's from yesterday's excellent record, Van Halen Jump?
Jump is the worst thing you could say to a person standing precariously atop a tall building high above the city.
Right.
City Slickers was a film starring Billy Crystal. Crystal is famously produced in Waterford in Ireland. Ireland is the birthplace of Graham Norton. Right. Norton are famous for making motorbikes. Motorbikes don't often have radios. Radios need an aerial. Aerial is the name both of an in-house BBC internal publication and a type of washing powder. Washing powder is traditionally sold in box form, as are cornflakes. Cornflake packets have traditionally featured a picture of a cock. Another famous thing to feature a cock is the French rugby shirt.
Oh.
French rugby shirts are predominantly blue. Blue are a band consisting of four members, and in that respect, share something in common with the Four Tops. And the Four Tops were, I think, from Detroit in America, the same city as Eminem. This links us, obviously, to this morning's Tedious Link track. It is Eminem and My Name Is.
What was your line about the Four Tops in Detroit?
The Four Tops were, I think, from Detroit.
Well, that's perfect.
You're not entirely sure.
So if they weren't, you know, you've covered yourself.
Exactly, I'm just taking a punt.
Right, so there you go. Play it loud, Eminem, My Name Is. Great.
Eminem.
Slim Shady. My name is. Seamless?
Seamless.
I don't think so.
Pourquoi?
Okay, just a few of the random bizarre text messages that we get when you do Tedious Link. My favourite one saying, motorbikes can have a radio.
We established this the other day, but they don't normally have a radio if you listen correctly.
But that wasn't in today's show.
Yes, it was. It was in today's Link.
Oh,
right. No. Anyway, yes.
Right. Dave's wrong. You don't need an aerial for a digital radio.
Incorrect. My digital radio has an aerial. It's a retractable one. So you can lock it down.
My digital radio... I listen to Radio 1 digitally via my television.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, that needs an aerial.
No.
See, there's an aerial there somewhere.
No, it doesn't.
TV needs an aerial.
No, it doesn't.
Well,
I've got a Sky.
It needs a cable. Well, it's half time, by the way. It does, because... Your satellite dish acts as a kind of aerial, I believe.
Can we challenge Dave to do a full week of Tedious Link without saying the words, and in that respect? Dave's now thinking,
I don't do that, do I?
I don't know, it's not a me-ism, is it?
Somebody as well saying, why would you tell someone on a tall building to jump? Surely they would die.
Oh, if you listen correctly, I said jump is the worst thing you could say to a person standing precariously atop a tall building high above the city.
Can I just say, unless, of course, said building was on fire,
yep,
and the fire brigade had put in one of those really big crash mats,
yep,
on the ground, and they were insisting that he jump for his own safety.
That could be a scenario, yes.
Again, also, Jay Swan texted in, Dave, you're wrong. Surely the worst word you could say to somebody... How's it phrased?
Okay. Jump is the worst thing you could say to a person standing precariously atop a tall building high above the city.
You're wrong, actually, because the word boo would also be a bad one as well.
Yeah.
There's probably several bad words you could say.
What like?
Watch out. Duck.
Is he from Stoke? Oh, what time of the show is it?
Half time.
Half time of the show.
Which means...
This is your favourite mix. We've never, I don't think we've ever played this mix
on
here.
This is
the retro mix.
Late 80s with a cheeky hand clap.
Do you like this mix? You do, don't you?
I do genuinely like this mix.
Check out the vocals, Dave. The Chris Moyle Show, passing the radio one. 6 minutes past nine. We have true stories about celebrities all morning today. We'll have some later. We've had loads, though. You should be full of facts now. Mm-hmm. I know Dominic's been enjoying it.
I've been enjoying every single bloomin' one.
What's been your favourite fact so far?
I like Tessa Sanderson and the whiskers. That was a good fact.
Yeah.
Bob Holness, the inventor of penicillin, was another good one. There's just too many to choose from.
Regular listeners to our show over the last, I don't know, however many years since Eminem's My Name Is has been out, will know that every time we played it in the afternoons, we always play the My Name Is game. Are you aware of this, Dominic?
Yeah, I have heard it, yeah.
Rachel, are you aware of this?
Yes.
All right, let's play it again, even though Rachel's got a look of, yes, but don't play it.
Can Dominic play?
Yes, why not?
Three-player sport.
Okay, great.
To play the game of My Name Is, all you simply have to do is play Eminem My Name Is, and then take out Slim Shady and put in a name of a famous person that you think is funny.
It's entirely up to you.
And I don't mean like Jimmy Cricket, who's funny, but I mean a funny name like, well, you know, should we give an example?
Let's just freestyle.
So me and you then.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
All right, then, here we go. All right, let's get it on. Play. Tommy Cannon.
Hi, my name is...
Doogie Donnelly.
Hi, my name is... My name is... My name is...
Eddie Stobart. No,
sorry.
Sorry. And by the way, Thora Heard us, you know... That's wrong.
What? Oh, yeah, sorry.
So do you want to have another go?
Yes.
Okay.
Shall we go...
me, you, Dominic.
Clockwise.
Okay. Yeah. So does that mean you, Dominic?
Me, you, me.
Okay, and yeah. Scott and Alan vote on the funniest name, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go, then. Russell Grant.
Hi, my name is... My name is... What? My name is...
Eric Bristow.
Hi, my name is...
What? Excuse me.
My name is...
Boutros Ghali.
I think he wins.
Double barrel Boutros.
I think you win there.
Okay.
He came in a bit early, I thought, if I'm being picky.
Oh, really now?
Mm.
Did he now?
I thought his timing was...
I'd really... come in early too, because there were three names as opposed to two, because it's Boutros, Dave.
Mm.
Should we open the phone lines for car park catchphrase?
You can if you want. We're having loads of
fun. We don't have time, Rachel.
What's wrong with you? We're playing the My Name Is game.
Okay.
08700 100 100 if you're bored of this and want to phone up for car park catchphrase. Meanwhile, let's keep going, shall we?
Yay!
Yes?
Rock on.
Here we go.
By the way, when you see my dad, ask him if he bought a porno mag. You see my ass. Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is...
What?
My name is...
Dana International.
Hi. My name is... My name is...
What?
My name is...
Rodney Marsh.
Hi. My name is... My name is... My name is...
Duncan Norvell.
Hi. My name is... My name is... My name is...
Lord Charles. Who wins? I think Duncan Norvell got it from Scott, if you pardon the expression.
Alan's saying Dana International.
Yeah, he's a big fan of Dana International. Do you know, I once met him, whatever. I interviewed them. You would not believe the amount of
well, you can't go, I met him, it, and then say I interviewed them.
Well, Dana and International.
Dana and International.
Well, I'm not going to tell the story now if you're being rude.
No,
you can
sorry.
Forget it. Right? It's 9:10 from BBC Radio 1. That will be the new single from Ash. How good is that? Coming out on the 3rd of May. And I believe it's called Orpheus.
Ace, ace and double ace.
That will be four aces.
Absolutely. Winning hand.
Ash and, well... I've met Tim, and I just thought he was a nice fella. Ash and Orpheus, 3rd of May comes out before The Deepest Blue, but let's not talk about that.
Love that.
What, Deepest Blue?
Well, I
Should we do some more true stories for our listeners?
We can do, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I know true stories about everybody. Name a famous person, Rachel, right? And I'll tell you a true fact about them.
Floella Benjamin.
So now, that's not a very target, is it?
All right. Gwyneth Paltrow.
It's another true story on Radio 1.
Gwyneth Paltrow hasn't shaved her legs since 1995, thus getting the nickname Hairy Legs. Paltrow.
It's another true story on Radio 1.
See? All up there.
Wow.
Not just a hat rack, my friend. You know what I'm saying? Dave, do you want to play the game?
I can, yeah. I have a fact.
Rachel, well, yeah, but hang on. You got loads of facts.
Oh, I see, right.
You don't know who I'm going to talk about.
That's right.
It is true.
As soon as she says the name, the jingle plays. You better have a fact.
David Attenborough.
It's another true story on Radio 1.
David Attenborough only has 3 toes on each foot and has to have his shoes specially made in Sweden.
It's another true story on Radio 1.
It's all true and you know it. So hey, Dominic.
You having that?
You having that? It's all true and you know it. Oh, dear. Anorak alert. It's 20 past nine. One. Especially for Kevin, who loves that record. She's been chatting with him. It's NERD. She wants to move.
She does.
Who does?
She does.
Who's she? You know, when I was a kid, I used to say, oh, she said she's going to come round about 7 o'clock. And my mum used to say, who's she? Cat's mother?
Yeah, I've heard that as well.
Now, and I've never really asked anybody else about this. I used to challenge my mum on it, but she used to beat me. I'd rather not go down that. I'm very disturbed childhood. But, obviously, that's an April Fool. But I never really understood the she, cat's mother reference. Does that mean he would be a cat's father?
Well, also, a cat's mother would just be another cat.
She said that she's got... Who's she? Cat's mother? What? Cat's mother? I'm not talking about cat, I'm talking about Julie. No, you said she, and I said, who's she, the cat's mother? Mum, what are you on about? I'm not even talking about a cat. I don't think Julie has any pets. Then say Julie. Well, it's not... Well...
I don't understand.
Cat's mother, as my mum would say. Cat's mother.
Mother.
Yeah. Because, you know, she's from Swansea.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Born ready.
I'm ready too.
Me too.
I'm me.
I'm Rai.
Hello! Hey, Kevin, you've got to be smiling now, haven't you, son? You call me on the phone. Like nothing's going on. People who listen to this show are not right. The cat's mother is a real name of the man from Del Monte. Nice show, Gordy.
Someone else said that it could be referring to Charlie's dead wife, Viv Slater.
The cat's mother? Mum has said that to me all the time. I'm 24, from Sarah. Congratulations. Mummy said that too. Hi, Chris. Rachel just sounded like Zippy off Rainbow from Emma. Thank you, Emma. From now on, that's her new name, Zippy.
Oh, shut up.
You shut up, Zippy. Hey,
zip it.
I'll zip your mouth up.
I'll call you Bungle.
I'll zip your mouth up. And if you're going to call me Bungle, it's Bungle Bobs. Thank you.
And you can be
Joy. Let's play a game, everybody. Shut up. No wonder you're always on your own. Where are your other bear friends? Weirdo. I didn't mean bear like that.
You meant friends who are bears.
Yeah, he doesn't go to the dudist colony, you know. Bearing in mind as well, don't forget, Bungle, right, walk around in his fur all day long. When he goes to bed, would put pyjamas on.
Yeah, but...
What's that all about?
He was a bear.
Just wandering around, letting it all, you know, sway in the breeze.
You very, very naughty, Bungle Bob.
Which is my impression of George. I won't do Zippy, it's rubbish. I sound like a bad Bobby Davro.
My name is George.
Why are you laughing? See, this rainbow, this is retro chat. you know, for the older members of the audience. Why are you all laughing?
It's retro chat for the parents of our audience.
Stop laughing. Stop it. Are you going to be all right? Are you going to be able to read the news and sport, or would you like some music to kind of fill the gap?
If you could give us 20 seconds.
Okay. Yeah. Say, we were playing this so we could all stop laughing. It's better than half the playlist. That's DJ Wimbledon.
And obviously it's not.
Well, I think that's enough of that. Sorry if you're enjoying that, by the way. Maybe text in later, we'll play for you in full. Or maybe get a life, I really don't know. Coming up then, we'll play DMX, we'll play Britney Spears and Car Park Catchphrase on the way. After some news and sport with Dominic and Jules, it's 9:31.
Another man's arrested, accused of planning terror attacks in the UK.
And Defoe could sneak in for England. BBC. Radio
1. Newsbeat. A 29-year-old man has been arrested in Canada.
India have won for the first time in Pakistan, the first test match by an innings and 52 runs. They needed just two overs this morning to finish them off on the final day. And England are unchanged for the third test against the West Indies. The match starts just after 3 o'clock this afternoon against in Barbados.
And the weather, showery rain moving north, some sunshine and feeling quite warm later.
What did you just say then?
In Barbados.
You sure?
Almost sure.
Right.
One road travel.
Sorry?
I think an against slipped in there, but it wasn't meant to be. It's against the West Indies in Barbados.
There you go.
One road travel.
One of the biggest A roads in the country leads the A64 roadworks both ways on York Road. That's near Temple View Road.
One road travel. On Radio 1.
It's 9:34 now.
And we welcome Comedy Dave back into the studio because I didn't trust him from not making you giggle during the news.
Hello.
He did that thing where... Which, if you ever try and stop yourself from laughing... And Dave did that thing, which is completely useless. Well, he just turned his back, but he was still laughing, so his shoulders were going up and down like he was sitting on a washing machine.
I didn't want to put off Dom and Juliet with their professional news and sport reading.
Thank you, Dave.
Yes, thank you.
She's not impressed with your childish behaviour.
She's pretending.
Would you like more true stories?
Yeah.
Would you like to name the celebrity, and I will give you a fact about them?
Dale Winton.
Dale Winton. It's another true story on Radio 1. Dale Winton dresses as a fairy every year for his local school Christmas show. It's another true story on Radio 1. Every celeb in the world, we have the facts. And there's no book. This is all... They're all from the minds of the great Chris and Dave.
I'm a really big Countdown fan.
Yes.
And I always wanted to know more facts about Richard Whiteley.
It's another true story on Radio 1.
Richard Whiteley believes in doing all his own DIY and is just that... You're making me laugh. Let's try that again.
It's another true story on Radio 1.
Richard Whiteley does all his own DIY and has just thatched his roof entirely from Weetabix.
Worth waiting for.
It's another true story on Radio 1.
Absolute genius.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
That's a great sound. Britney Spears on Radio 1. It's 9:43 in the morning. And Joe Wiley's coming up at 10 o'clock. What's in your show today, Joe?
Well, we've got lots of great things. And music and me.
That's lovely. That's Joe Wiley from 10 on Radio 1. A little live advert there from Joe. Right, hang on. Let me play this. No, okay. It wasn't that one then.
Because you've got the wrong CD.
Told you it was that one. You're such an idiot.
Is that right again?
Yeah. Excuse me, we're just doing the PRS for today's show. Okay. Technical things, bear with us. It's like when your computer just saves stuff. Just hold on a second. There you go. Track four. And I don't think we had to PRS though, it's only played like half a second. Right, moving on.
For Car Park Catchphrases, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, Car Park fans. Car Park Catchphrases back with me and Roy Walker, who's looking lovely.
Thank you, Chris.
My pleasure, matey. Let's get straight into it and meet today's contestants.
Welcome on line one. It's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hello, Chris. My name's Mark and I'm from Belfast.
Yay! Hey! what do you do, Mark?
We're actually on our way up to Londonderry to stay over and do a bit of air conditioning.
Ah, we're going there soon.
Yeah, I'm so relieved.
Yeah. Are you going to come and see us?
I might do if you're inviting me.
Well, I'm not. You still have to get tickets.
All right, well, I don't know about that now.
Well, I'll tell you what, maybe if you win today, we might send you a pair of tickets.
Well, I must do better then. I must try harder. Yeah.
But note that I did say maybe, only because I don't know if I have any tickets to give away in our allocation.
I'm sure you could find one in that drawer of yours somewhere.
No, there's nothing but magazines.
Oh, well, you can tell me one of them instead.
All right, then. So what are you driving?
We're in a Peugeot Expert.
Oh,
nice wheels.
Nice wheels.
Who's we?
Who's we? Me and Gary Single and Big Jim.
Hello, Big Jim.
We're in our kit.
Hey, mate, it's up there, Chris.
Motorcycle helmet.
and all the other hilarious jokes.
Yes, yes.
Exactly. Right, let's hear your horn then, Mark.
Oh, what's that?
It's like a clown's nose.
It's not my bum.
Again.
Let's hear it again. Oh, it's like a little cute baby horn. What the hell am I on about? All right, hang on there, Mark.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name or where do you come from?
Hello, Chris. I'm Andrew, and I'm from Andover.
Hey! Hello, Chris. I'm Andrew, and I'm from Andover. You got a great little radio DJ voice there.
Thank you, man.
That's my pleasure. Speaking of DJ voices, I was flicking through the TV channel the other night and accidentally stumbled across Bid Up TV. And it was the guy from the advert. You know, they used to have an advert for it when it first started or recently. And it was the guy from the advert who's got the cheesiest voice you've ever heard. And on the advert he goes, "It's all going on right here at Bid Up TV." And he says TV like that. Anyway, so I'll tell you, Alan probably knows him on a first name.
I don't actually, but I do like him. I think he's very good.
Right. One and only customer. What do you do, Andrew?
I'm a seafood delivery driver for a company called Coopers.
Wow. Do you know, actually, I'm currently on a seafood diet.
Quality.
Quality.
Quality. No, Andrew, I'm on a seafood diet.
Oh, right. You just eat seafood and that's it.
Yeah, just prawns and fish,
mainly.
What are you driving, Andrew?
Mercedes Sprinter.
Oh, very nice. Let's hear your horn, then.
Yep.
Nah, that's
better.
A proper horn. Let's just compare yours, Andrew. Let's hear it again. And Mark, let's hear yours.
Joke horn.
Oh, it's like daddy horn and baby horn, right. Right then, are you ready then, Andrew?
Yes.
Are you ready, Mark?
I'm indeed, yes.
Horns at the ready, fingers steady, let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Got all the buttons right today then, look at that, I'm genius. Right, here we go. Buzz in when you know the answer, best of three, here's the first. I can see Mr. and Mrs. Fish. Looks like they're spending a romantic afternoon in a rowboat on Lake Windermere. It's very quiet, quiet and peaceful. Except for, there's another rowboat full of yobbos who were larking around nearby. And, oh dear, the yobbos in the other boat are paddling over towards Mr. and Mrs. Fish. One of the idiots has got hold of the side of the fish's boat and is now rocking it furiously. And Mr. Fish is angrily saying to them, don't rock the boat. Yes, Andrew?
Don't rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat.
You're right!
Oh, you did very well there.
Thanks.
Pleasure, Andrew. And, Andrew, are you generally happy in life at the moment?
Yes, quite happy.
Right. I'd hate to talk to you when you were depressed. Right, well, anyway, point to you, Mark. Come on, son.
I'm trying.
I'll get Sissy. Roy Walker should be on your side, do you know what I mean?
He should be giving me some hints here, but he's not.
All right, well, you know. You'll have to give him some more hints.
Let's have some more clues.
Well, no, not now. You idiot. Just do another one. All right, here we go.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Let's. Mr. Fish is receiving some training prior to attempting his first ever parachute jump. They're going through all the safety stuff and telling them when to open the parachute and all that. Now they're being told the best way to land to avoid injuring themselves. Apparently, you should hit the ground running, says the instructor. Anytime you like, Mark. Yes, Mark?
Hit the ground running.
Hit the ground running?
You're absolutely right. Yeah. That's the car park catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Oh, well, you got a well done from Roy.
Well, that's not too bad. Could have been worse.
Well, could have been, yeah. All right, so it's a point each. Whoever gets the next one right is the winner.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is having problems with his guttering. He's called in a specialist. There seems to be some kind of blockage in his drain pipe. Aye. But he's not sure what it is. Look. Yeah, the drain man thinks that he's found it and has pulled out a small furry animal. It looks like a mouse or a hamster or something. No. Yeah, actually, it's a rat. That's right. They've pulled a rat out. That was... Yes, Mark?
A rat in a drain.
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
Chance for Andrew to steal if he knows the catchphrase about a rat which had gone up a drain pipe. Any of you about the rat up a drain pipe? Yes, I think that was Andrew.
Rat up the drain pipe.
Rat up the drain pipe. It's near enough, Dave.
You're a winner. You're right.
Hang on there, happy Andrew. Mark.
I beat them first, Chris. I was cheated.
See, well, you were close, actually, with my favourite one, pull a rat out of a drain.
You're not going to bonus point for that, at least.
Well,
no.
Sure.
But I'll tell you what, I'll try and send you something nice in the post.
Okay. Can I just have a shout-out to Armadillo and Big Jim and D Company?
You certainly can.
Thank you.
Listen, make sure you look after Big Jim today.
I will. I'm going to look after him tonight. We're staying over, so...
I bet you are.
We have to limit his drinks, you know.
yeah, to a gallon each.
Yeah, just a gallon.
All right. Bye, Big Jim.
All right, Arch. See you there.
There you go. See you later, Mark.
All right, nice talking to you, Chris.
Bye, man.
See you.
Andrew.
Chris.
Congratulations. Who'd have thought that the life and soul of the party from Andover would be today's winner?
Hey.
Way indeed.
He's absolutely delighted, isn't he?
What's my prize then, Chris?
Hey?
What's my prize?
You win a party for all your friend.
Woohoo!
Yeah, so have a good time at McDonald's. Courtesy of us.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Can I give a shout-out?
Yeah, go on then.
My mum, my sister.
Bye. Oh. Right there. Oh, come on. You saw it coming. We do it every day.
He was saying hello to his mum.
Hello, mum. Yeah, well, you heard that bit. He got his...
Oh, God.
You know what? Go and ring it back.
For you, Rachel. For you.
You have to be nice to them sometimes.
And a sister.
Yeah.
For you, Rachel, I will ring him back.
Right.
Oh, and listen, now look.
You upset him
this
now.
This is the...
I know. I won't put you... Come on, quick. One more try.
Come on, fish, man.
Yeah. I'm on a seafood diet, Dave.
Are you?
Yeah.
You just eat fish?
Fish, mainly, yeah.
Prawns, cockles,
mussels, seafood.
It's not working.
It's not working. No. I'm trying to get him back, Rach. I really am. One more time.
Yeah.
And then... Oh, here we go. Come on, Andrew, it's me.
Yes, hello.
Andrew, it's me. I jokingly cut you off, and you were saying hello to your mum, and then so I cut you off. Rachel moaned like an old rat bag. So who would you like to say hello to?
I'd like to say hello to my mum, my sister.
That'll do.
Right, okay, bye. There you go. Thank you very much for playing, and thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
In the land of radio.
Snow Patrol and Chocolate on Radio 1. What's wrong, Rachel? The face on her.
That was meant to finish at 58.
58 now.
It's 58. 9:58. 2 minutes away from Joe Wiley. It's very, very exciting. What's on Joe Wiley's show today?
She's got the unsigned band's battle.
Wow.
It was 5, and now I think there's 3. And then that means there's 2 left, and only 1 can get a session at Maida Vale.
Wow. That's great.
It's exciting.
Do you know, we were trying to come up with April Fool's Day gags yesterday in the office. And was this yours? One of them said, we should ring one of those the 5 unsigned bands and tell them that they just got a record on the playlist at Radio 1. And then ring the fellow of the streets and say, sorry, you've been bumped off in favour for an unsigned band. We're also going to do another stunt with Dave Pearce.
I don't think we can talk about that.
We decided against it at the last minute.
A bit harsh.
Well, yes, but very funny. So watch yourselves today. You've got 2 hours left of April Fool's Day. Okay? So don't fall for anything. Sarah Cox is off today. She's not feeling very well, so Dale Winton will be on for her. Obviously, Mark and Lard aren't on anymore. They've gone, so it'll be Elton Wellesby from 1 this afternoon. And stand by, Joe Wiley is still on holiday, so coming up next, George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley with a great Wham! Radio reunion. That's all coming up today here on Radio 1. And don't forget, 6 o'clock tonight is Dave Pearce.
See what you've done there.
He's not really. It's Vanessa
Phelps.
That'll do.